Remember when Devon Godchaw was so disrespected that the Bengals were favored by seven and a half?
Right.
So if he was disrespected then, he must have felt a great deal of respect for the Jets only being favored by 6.5 and then wiping the Jet Life Stadium field with them. Correct?
Probably, yes.
Right? So, like, that's how expectations work. There were certain expectations week one. There's expectations every time you take the field.
Niners, by the way, opened as 9.5 point favorites. Very, very disrespectful.
Well, I thought it was 10.5.
Oh, 10.5? I'm looking at 9.5 on ESPN's page, but I haven't checked it on the apps yet. I just happened to open the
either way, Devon Godchaw, don't look in your gambling app, especially not on Gillette Stadium.
Or do look in the gambling app if you need the motivation.
Maybe
that's what you need
and
to do.
And shut down Mason and shut down the running game and do whatever you need to do. Get to Purdy because he's banged up and sore. So maybe you can help out in that area.
Yeah, maybe. I'm checking FanDuel right now to see if that's where the line is still at. I am seeing Patriots and Niners, and now I'm seeing 10.
Yeah.
No hook, just 10.
10. So,
very disrespectful.
Yeah, but you want to play Drake May. Anyway, let's.
Yes, I do want to play Drake
May. Let's go. I'm going to read a couple texts.
You play Drake May, you might cover that 9.5. or even the 10.
Speaking of that, I'm going to read a couple texts. 207, Arcand hates Hart so much.
Totally.
It's only been 1 month.
That was me texting that, actually. Yeah.
That was actually impressive by me, though, if I got you to hate me in less than a month.
Hey, listen.
I mean, how long did it take to hate Jones?
pretty quick. Yeah, I'd say it was a pretty quick one, too.
Then there's somebody on the Twitch chat suggested that we call 5 o'clock the bitching hour.
That's a great idea.
We need imaging for that.
We do.
I like that.
Yeah.
And then somebody asked me, are we going to sit May every time he has to play a good team? Why are we hiding him from them now? He's never played before. You think it's the same making your first career performance as opposed to like your 10th?
No, I don't think so.
Like, the first one is different, right? He's never done it before. Literally never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do it in one of the worst situations possible. Weird trip. You're leaving on Friday. It's across the country. Tom Curran would be flipping out because their clocks will be all off when they set their alarm clock for the game. That'll all be messed up. And you play a good defense and a good offense. They're going to score some points. And it's just probably not an ideal best start when a week later you can come home to sunny Gillette Stadium with the bell ringing. They'll have some celebrity up there ringing the damn bell in front of a nice crowd against a third-string quarterback who scores less points than your team does. Just seems nicer.
That would be nicer, sure, but I don't care about it being nicer. I care about
you
it
just
getting
want to break him in
and getting him going and seeing if he can do anything against the tough Niners defense, which again I acknowledge is better than the Dolphins defense and probably better than the Texans or the Jaguars or the Jets or the Bears or any of these other teams.
Oh my.
That you have to play. It might be the best defense you play all season, but that doesn't mean I don't want him to face them. You know, he's still an NFL quarterback.
He's not.
I know, but he's on an NFL team. And you're going to make your debut at some point. I think the team needs him now. And if it's not the most perfect landing spot in the whole world, oh, well, too bad. It's the NFL, kid. Sorry, you got to go out there. That's how I feel about it. 617.
Slap on the ass.
Yeah, right. Rub some dirt on it. Get back out there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones and talk to our good friend David in the car. Go ahead, David.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So has anybody given any that Drake...
All right, David, your connection's really bad, but it says here on the call screen that Drake may have made a mistake coming out now instead of playing another year and coming out next year.
Why is that? He went third in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could he have gone slightly higher next year? Maybe.
Or and would he have gotten more playing time right away?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know where he lands. He could have landed. Is this the worst situation you could land in the NFL?
It's right up there.
Really?
The Patriots?
Yeah.
These Patriots with this offensive line and these wide receivers?
No, and this ownership and this coach and this GM and everything.
Well.
Is this the worst situation? If you believe it, that's okay.
I'd say it's in the bottom five.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the worst, but I'd say it's down there.
Because next year, if he comes out, he could go to Carolina.
Sure.
Would that be bad?
Unless Andy Dalton rides that red rocket right to the playoffs.
We're not doing that at the 5 o'clock hour.
No, we're not.
Got to wait till at least after 10.
I didn't think that one through.
Jesus.
I just blurted it right out.
What are we doing?
Dump that. 617-779-7937. If he stayed another year, he's got a dog, maybe? I don't know.
Jesus.
If he stayed another year and got drafted, then no one would be saying, hey, we got to protect this kid. We got to keep him off the, right? Like, they'd be saying
he'd have another year
starter right away. Yes.
He wouldn't have as many starts as Nix or Daniels or Penix.
No, but he'd be a lot closer
to
those
five-year players.
Right, he'd be closer to those guys, though.
I just know where the line is. Because Joe Burrow started for 1 year, and he came to the Bengals, and he was fine.
Yep.
Like, and, you know, Josh Allen never started at a level anywhere near close to any of these guys.
Right.
And he was fine. And Trey Lance started at a level nowhere near close to any of these guys, and he stinks, and he's not an NFL quarterback. Like, they're all different. Right, they're all. You just have to make analysis.
They're all like special snowflakes.
They are, and some of them melt, and some of them don't.
Right,
like you want the one that sticks and stacks up. Right,
I would like that. Yes,
and you believe that's the other thing that I want.
Stretching this metaphor.
I know a little far. Well, I wanted to get away from your last metaphor about the red rifle,
the red
doing
rocket.
Things that
yeah.
we don't need to talk about.
Okay,
so I want to go back to Taylor Rooks' interview with Robert Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody fixated on one piece of information that
on
he said five years ago. I think the more interesting piece of information, whether it be true or a lie, they're now on the record. There were three quarterbacks. The one we wanted fell to us. Do you believe that? Or do you believe if they had the second pick, they would have taken Jaden Daniels? If they had had the first pick, would they have taken Caleb Williams? Or did the quarterback they want fall to them? Do you believe that?
I don't believe that. I think if they had the first pick, they would have taken Williams. If they had the second pick, they would have taken Daniels.
I kind of do, too.
I think the quarterbacks fell in line.
Exactly
what they would have done.
I think most people saw it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people thought there was a clear, three of them that were the group of, like, franchise
right.
top picks, and then in order, that was them. Now, people tried to get crazy. Oh, Caleb Williams cried on his mother's shoulder, and he did this, and, like, we overanalyzed it, but I think in general, it was 1, 2, 3, the order they went. You were third. You took the third.
Yep.
Okay.
And I think that's the way it would have gone if they had picked second. I think they would have taken Daniels if they went first. They would have gotten Caleb Williams. There would have been too much pressure to go that way. And I don't think a brand new GM and a brand new head coach and everybody would have gotten cute with that pick. That's how I feel.
Right.
617-779-7937. Walter is in Worcester. Hey, Walter in Worcester.
Walter.
Oh, you know, I guess we have to be nice, and we have to wait until it's all nicey-nicey. I guess I was wrong. I guess I thought we drafted a football player, but we drafted a wiffle ball player instead. I mean, come on, guys. He's a football player. He can go out there and play. And apparently, all the other coaches don't have it right. Our first-year coach and our first-year GM, they're doing it right. Those quarterbacks are getting better. Our quarterback isn't because he's sitting on the sideline eating cotton candy and saying, oh, I can't get hit, coach, you know. We have both picks. Nix was getting better. Daniels had a great game. He looks like a stud. And our guy is just sitting on the sideline doing nothing, holding a clipboard. Come on. We have to be nice. It's football.
Football is football.
Nice.
Thank you, Walter. That was a good call, Walter.
That was a good call.
Walter, anytime you want. We'll give you a special direct line. How about that?
In week one, I agree with it. But they've already gone down a road, so now that I think they have to see it through.
Just because you went down the road and it's the wrong road doesn't mean you have to stay on the road. You know,
it doesn't mean you have to drive off a cliff either.
It's okay to circle back or to cut across to the other road or do whatever you have to do to get on the right road. You don't have to drive off a cliff either. I don't think this is driving off a cliff. I don't think it is. I really don't.
It'd be a dramatic shift that would also, beyond whatever happens with Drake May in the game, I think would really bring into question the plan and Mayo and the leadership.
Screw the plan. The plan sucks. I hate the plan. The plan was always a lousy plan, I thought. I've never been a fan of this plan. Not from the beginning, not from week one, not in the preseason, and not right now. It's always time to change course, and get on a new plan because I don't like this one. And I don't think it's doing him any favors. I think the caller's right. These other quarterbacks are getting better. And I think even playing against the Niners and going out there and getting your ass kicked is ultimately going to be a good thing for Drake May if he is what we think he is. If he's a good quarterback who can play in the league, then he can go out there and have a bad game against the Niners and have it not completely ruin him.
Now you're preaching my side of the street. You can't break a diamond.
Right. But you don't want to play him against the Niners.
Well, because it's...
Because precious little Drake May has to have everything perfect for his big
debut. It almost feels like you're effing with him. If you put him out there against the Niners, I think it almost feels like you're effing.
He doesn't want to play. You don't think he wants to play in that game?
If I'm him, I'm like, wait, why didn't I start week one? Now you're going to send me out here against the Niners when you realize your line is worse than it's ever been. And we stink. And I got a fumbling running back. Like, I would have rather started from day one, put a C on my chest like they did for Bo Nix.
Would have been great.
Call me a captain, call me a leader, and send me out there. And then I will drive this damn ship into an iceberg or whatever, but I'll do it as the leader. Now it's like I'm sitting in the back, and now all of a sudden they're like, come replace the captain. Come be the captain. And you're like, wait a minute, the iceberg's like 5 feet away. I don't want to be the one to run it into the iceberg.
Fine, but as long as he's the backup quarterback, that could happen anyway. I mean, it could happen in the first series of the game.
Yeah.
He'd have to be out there, and he'd have to do it, so you might as well get it over with.